All right, good morning, Jetstream. At the Jetstream level, I should say, we've got a Jetstream. This is really a quick one. It's moving at about 180 knots. That's over the Tasman, and that's going to continue to initiate upflow over virtually the entire Southwest Pacific. So our surface complex low that's over the North Island, it's actually more over the South Island now, but it's, let's just say it's over New Zealand. But it's sending north two fronts. One is a cold front that runs to the eastern islands of northern Vanuatu. It lies more or less, the axis anyhow, more or less midway between Vanuatu and Fiji. The other one runs to Anishim, but it's broken, considerably broken. And from there to Tanna, the report seems to indicate that it did move through. So that's out of the way. I'm looking at the satellite imagery, and there's still cloud all the way up to just to the east of Aramango, but cloud over Tanna, but more, a little bit more clear over Anishin, but Tanna definitely has cloud. Anyway, by midnight, the two cold fronts are going to lie nearly along the dateline, right on the passage route. So not a great place to be, that's for sure. One or two boats there. Not very helpful for you, I'm sure. Now, also at about midnight, the analysis indicates that a trough is going to form nearly over Viti Levu. Now, we've been talking about this cold front. Well, what's happening is the cold front is sort of losing its density delta, if you will. So it's becoming more or less a trough, officially a trough. It's really the same thing in terms of the cloud, but its terminology shifts because of this. But anyway, it's there, and it's just to the west of Viti Levu at the time. So anyhow, looking at satellite imagery, there is quite a bit of rain in this. Most of the big stuff at the moment is north of Viti Levu, but that will possibly change as this slides east. Hang on a minute. Yeah, as far as timing goes, just looking at this a little more carefully, it's going to slide over Fiji pretty much tomorrow. The models suggest that it moves on by Saturday, so you could expect fresh southeast winds that are going to affect the group by late Saturday into Sunday. So anyway, you'll be seeing quite a bit of it tomorrow and a bit of it into Saturday, and then it's going to slide to the east. Now, looking at 700 millibar, I always do when we have these situations, the flow is suggesting quite an active trough right through Friday and Saturday. Now, the winds are going to be pushing the feature east, as I indicated, and these more or less are the driving winds for it. So I'm going to forecast that Tonga is next up, probably they'll get the edge of it late Friday into Saturday. So anyway, we'll make a summary of this. For Fiji, expect cloud and rain by midnight into Friday. So tonight into tomorrow. Rain is, I think, going to be pretty heavy at times. And a very, very good chance of thunderstorm activity. There's thunderstorms now. I can see them. Boy, there's some big ones there. Whether or not they're over Fiji, we'll have to wait and see on that. Now, the trough extends, by the way, all the way up to Rotuma. So it's quite an extensive one. Now, Tonga Met does not forecast the trough at this time at all. I tend to disagree with them on this. So we'll have to see what happens. I'm pretty sure that Tonga is going to feel the effects of it. Looking at the winds now, the Opua area down here can expect, this morning southwesterly is 20 knots. It'll be rising this afternoon, 25 to 35. So quite a bit of wind there. The sea is naturally going to be quite rough. Mediocre visibility and showers. Right now we've got cloud, but it's sun's trying to break through, so the worst of it is over for us here. Now Saturday the winds are going to shift to the northeast, with more rain developing as the next system knocks on the door. And this looks like a weak system, but winds north of Nauplia are now primed to be northerly, so not too good there. But once that passes, the next moderate anticyclone, weak to moderate, I would say, is going to dominate the Tasman. Not for very long, but it will be there. Now, this could be a ticket to the islands on maybe Tuesday. It's still too far for me to say that it's actually a window, and it may very well not be, as there is another depression on the long-range tribes arriving in New Zealand around 7 July, so it doesn't give you much chance to get north. Now, it may seem okay. You may think that, well, I could get up there before that front actually affects the New Zealand area, but the problem is that the parting high is going to be giving northerlies on the passage route. So unless you don't mind tacking, that certainly is a valid tactic to get up there, or if you're just sick of it, tack and motor or combination thereof. Now, so far as Minerva Reef goes for you folks there, Friday morning is going to welcome the cold front, I think, Friday morning. Now, the axis should be pretty much over Minerva with winds north of the axis, north to northwest, about 20 knots. And south of the axis, you'll see a shift to westerlies and then south-southwest, about 20 knots. Now, the front is quite active, so you may see winds occasionally up to 35 knots, and there may be quite a bit of rain in this as well. But now, noon Saturday, I see a very nice departure from Minerva for the ice that decided to stay. Southerly is about 15 to 20 knots, and Tongatapu at that time looks to have very nice southeast winds, about 20 knots. That's around noon Sunday for Tongatapu, it is noon Sunday. So if you left Saturday, southerly is 15 to 20, and then by the time Sunday rolls around, Tongatapu with their southeast winds, very nice trades, give you a nice ride in. And of course, the trough's polar edge is going to be departing at that time. So at least that's what I think. So for the yacht that wants to leave tomorrow, well, we don't give advice, but I guess if it were us, we probably wouldn't do it, mainly because we just don't want to deal with the frontal band. It just isn't any fun when you could be sleeping at anchor. So anyway, let us know what you all decide to do, and we'll be here to confirm what you've got. All right. Moving over to the islands. And starting as usual with Tonga, as I mentioned, I believe an active trough is going to be approaching from the west, and it should involve Tonga starting with advanced cloud, I think, midnight tomorrow over Tongatapu. It's at quite an angle, so Tongatapu is going to top it first, I think. And then all of Saturday looks like troughing conditions for Tonga, and we'll see if Tonga Met picks it up. Conditions this morning at 5 a.m., Tongatapu was calm, very humid, very, very humid there. Scattered cloud at 1600 and barometer 1017. Papai is also calm, recent showers scattered at 1700. Numerous towering cumulus there, barometer 1016. Those towering cumulus, that's a good indicator of things to come. Vavau, easterlies 8 knots, low cloud at 800 feet, broken at 1600 and barometer 1016. Now, my wind forecast today for Tonga, east, northeast, and northeast, getting up to 20 knots as the day rolls on. And Friday, a good northeast at a probably 20 knots. Saturday sees the wind backing to the north as the trough starts to involve the group. And then Sunday morning, the highs should see a shift to the southeast with winds to 25 knots, and that would also be the case for Tongatapu. So it will be quite nice in terms of a departure, hopefully, of the trough, and but it will be a bit breezy, which is quite normal. Fiji is next. And again, the trough is approaching from the west, as we said. The trough is actually an extension of the cold front. And again, the reason for that is that nomenclature departure is we've lost the density differential, but we still have active cloud and rain. So, like I said, still going to be quite cloudy, still quite wet, and satellite imagery shows a fair amount of cloud over the group. There's areas of nice clear sky, of course, but the main band is just to the west of Beatty Lagoon, just to the west. So conditions at 5 a.m., Mandy reports easterlies 5 knots, scattered cloud at 3,000, and barometer 1013. 7-7, easterlies 8, scattered 2,500, and barometer 1013 as well. Sioux is calm, scattered 2,000, broken at 4,800, and barometer 1014. Fairly consistent there. Tebeuni, southeast at 15, bit more wind, scattered 2,300, and barometer 1012. So on my wind forecast, starting with Tebeuni to Poro Island, today, as the day rolls on, east-northeast about 15, Vanua Balabu, east to east-northeast, the same, about 15, southern Lao, same thing. East to east northeast about 15. Kandavu northeast 10 to 15. And Yasawa's easterlies at 15. Now, tomorrow, for all those areas, I think we're going to have northeast to north northeast about 10 to 15. And that, of course, is going to be the advent of the trough. So that makes Saturday very, very hard to predict what the winds are going to do. The modeling has indicating that Tebeuni to Coro, we're looking at very light variable winds, north, northwest. Coro could have southeast if the axis actually passes. The Vanua Balabu area could have west to northwest winds around 10 knots. So that indicates the trough axis is pretty much over them. Southern Lao, west to northwest. And then switching to the southeast, about 20 knots. Kandavu, southeast 20, so the axis has gone through. And the Yasawa's east-southeast 15 to 20. So the winds on Saturday, as I said, are very, very hard to forecast. It's the timing of the axis that makes it difficult. Just be aware that the mean winds are essentially light to moderate. But you could see certainly 30 knots in swells if you happen to be have the bad luck of being underneath one of these bigger upflows and downflows. Now, also be aware of radical wind shifts, and be sure that when you're anchored that you take this into account. You could very easily see it a 180-degree wind shift, so hopefully you've got the room to swing with your neighbors and also some of the reefs that are around there. And I think all of you are aware of this, but just as a reminder. Vanuatu, satellite imagery. Well, boy, it's a mixed bag there. As I mentioned earlier, there's quite a bit of cloud over the northern group, particularly over the banks. It looks like it's raining over the banks, and certainly raining over the Santa Cruz Islands, where it's troughing quite heavily there. Santo, Malakua, Maywo, all of those areas are under, looks like 100% cloud. Now looking at Efate, it looks fair at the time that the satellite image was taken. However, Tana has definitely got cloud. However, Anishium is quite broken to clear. So anyhow, the main frontal band, like I said, is not really reaching the group. And what did go through the Anishium area is weak to broken anyhow. And it probably will join up with the trough that's just in the west of Fiji. So the wind forecast is going to be southerly quadrant winds, 10 to 15 knots, up and down the chain, a little bit higher to the north. Friday sees a shift to the southeast, and probably about 20 knots in the mean. Saturday, the winds are still southeast, but a little bit lighter. about 15 to 20 knots. And that's the sum for Manawatu Nuku'au. The winds today in the Southern Lagoon, south-southwest, 15 to 20. Friday sees a shift to the southeast, about 15 to 20 as well. And Saturday, the winds ease southeast about 10 to 15 knots. So it gets better on Saturday, just in time for the weekend crowd to be heading out to the old Southern Lagoon. That's it for me. Any questions or comments come now?
Well, sounds like everybody's happy with their weather.